A large contingent of congressional Republicans were swept into office in the Tea Party wave of 2010. Their voters were angry at what they labeled executive overreach by former President Obama, and they wanted a new breed of lawmakers to come to Washington to stand up for the nation's founding principles. Central Virginia Republican Congressman Dave Brat wants members to stay focused on those principles, so he's reviving the Congressional Constitution Caucus.
And obviously that's the document that represents the founding and then the continuing foundation on which all law is based. And so you cannot pay too much attention intellectually and in practice.
Brat will be leading the caucus, and he says even Democrats are welcome.
Constitution is not partisan. No, that's the whole point, right? It cuts through the partisanship, right? And so that's why we want to have the caucus.
But Democrats are not lining up to join. That's in part because they say the new caucus is a farce, because the members of it are currently shirking their constitutional duty to be a check on the Trump administration. Northern Virginia Democrat Jerry Connolly serves on the Oversight Committee and says he and other members of the minority have requested hearings on nearly four dozen separate topics that have all gone unanswered.
We are the Oversight Committee of the United States Congress. Not a single hearing on any of this. Not on Russian interference, not on election security, not on conflicts of interest at the White House, not on ethical objections by cabinet members and sub-cabinet members.
Connolly says the GOP is being hypocritical.
When President Obama was in the White House, if he blinked his eye, there was an investigation and a hearing and a headline and all that, very breathless kind of coverage. Trump gives us half a dozen subjects a day we could look into, and nothing, zero.
Now with these new allegations that Trump's personal lawyer was secretly earning hundreds of thousands of dollars off selling access to the White House, Connolly says these mounting scandals are going to play a big role in this year's elections.
And that's another reason why the midterm elections are going to be so important. Will we restore the constitutional obligation of the legislative branch as a separate but co-equal branch to hold the executive branch accountable, irrespective of which party controls the White House?
But Republicans brush aside those criticisms.
It's 80% of much ado about nothing and 20% that we need to take a look at.
That's Southwest Virginia Republican Congressman Morgan Griffith. He says Democrats have become like the boy who cried wolf and see a scandal around every corner or presidential tweet.
I don't think they're legitimate. I mean, look, they've raised so many red herrings that it's hard for us to figure out which ones are real, which ones are fake. So, we'll sort through that. We get to the end of the 4 years and we haven't done that, then maybe they can make that legitimate claim. But we're not there.
And when it comes to the Congressional Constitution Caucus, Congressman Brat says he wants Democrats to come to their meetings and debate these issues and get briefed by legal scholars. But Brat brushes aside most of Democrats' complaints.
If they're constitutional issues, that's one thing. And if they rise to that level, then, and bring those issues forward. That's what we want to get at, right?
While the debate over Congress's role as a check on the White House continues to heat up on Capitol Hill, Democrats are promising to keep the issue on voters' minds when they enter the voting booth in November. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.